Yes! Good evening, conquistadors and conquistadorettes. This is the glorified version of a Bassin talk show. I'm your host, Pat Renwick, and I'm damn glad to be back here after a two-week hiatus. Hello, Bass Galaxy. Yes. Yes. Hello, I'm rested. I feel good. Been bassin'. Been to Leonardo DiCaprio's island. Had a great time. Everything is good. How you guys feeling? Hello, room. Hello, Andrew Ellenberger. Hello, Ginger Ninja. Hello, Jimmy. What's going on? Come on, boys. Kick it into gear. That's what I'm talking about. We got a big show tonight. I'm excited. I don't know if you guys can tell or not, but the whole thing is going down. That's Andrew Ellenberger. He's the Ginger Ninja producing the heck out of this thing back there. Hello, Ginge. Hi.
Hello.
Yo, Pat.
Hello, Ginge.
Yo, Pass Galaxy.
Hello, Ginge.
Are you rested, Ginge?
I'm rested.
You been catching fish?
Trying to.
Yeah, you won a derb. I know you've been catching fish. You and old Shooter McGavin over there.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank
on
you,
that.
Sir.
Good job on the late short over there. It's good to be back, Ginge.
Very good to be back.
I want you to share my excitement.
I
share this with me. Yell at the top of your lungs, it's gosh dang good to be back.
Yes, it is.
Thanks. See how I backed off the mic a little on that?
Thank you. The Bass Galaxy appreciates you.
Hey, and Jimmy, I'm glad to have you here, too, working the chat board tonight. Big show tonight. We have a whole new deal going on for the first time ever on SCTV here. We're going to go into the great wide opens. That's right. We're going to explore the opens, the Bassmaster Opens. We've never really kind of delved into that sector. It's always been more elites. And we're going to get into the opens deal. And Brad Leitner, he's going to be your host for Into the Great Wide Opens. It's going to be a monthly segment. And tonight, we're going to kick it off and do a little, a little get to know Brad. And then we're going to also bring aboard Bass Opens champ Cooper Gallant. Yes. Coop. It's Coop. It's all you need to know. It's like Prince. Say Coop. That's it. One word. Coop. Everybody knows. The artist known as Coop. And then we have old Brucey, Jamie Bruce, coming on the show. He's a legend. He's only been one derby. Guy's a freaking legend. He joins Brad Leitner, your host. And I'm the co-host tonight in this instance. So we're looking forward to that. Into the Great Wide Opens. It's a new segment on Straycast. It's a whole show tonight, but a future segment. And I'm looking forward to it. Here's the deal. Guess what? The whole... Wait a second. Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you right there. Congratulations, Bass Galaxy. Give it up to Lee Livesey. Give it up for him. His back-to-backs on Fork. There it is. TCB. That's what I'm doing right now. And Sims, amazing job to Sims of their support of that Bass Nation event. Good luck to our boys at Pickwick tomorrow, especially to our horses in the race tomorrow at the old mighty Pickwick. Speaking of derbs, CalSag Bass Anglers had another derb. That's Dave Figley's league, calsagbass.com. Congratulations, Josh Sulkel, on your wiver. Your wiver win. Your river win right there. It's good to see you out there, bud, and you did a great job along with a bunch of the rest of the derbers out there. While we're on derbs, I think we have to talk about Half a Spot, because halfaspot.com, there it is. Hey, it's time for Half a Spot. No, the Half a Spot app. Download it on your iPhone, on your Android, wherever your app store is, and check it out. Right now is the Straycast month on the Half a Spot, so go ahead and download the app, enter the derbs, boat, bank, kayak, it don't matter. There's somebody, something for everybody. And the whole deal is, you get a chance, if you win this thing, to pick, go fishing anywhere you want in the world. I don't know how to say it. You go fishing wherever you want if you win this Half a Spot there. But it's pretty crazy. Ginge, did you enter? Well, you're DQ'd. You can enter. Yeah. Jimmy, did you enter? Well, good. You know better. Yeah, you'd be DQ'd. But you guys could, anybody except you guys can enter out there in the Bass Galaxy. Half a spot official is the application on your smartphones, and halfaspot.com gives you the pathway to the apps. Download it, fish the derbs, get a chance to go fishing anywhere in the world. You got to bring me, though. I forgot to tell you guys that. If you win, you got to bring me. That's the catch 44 in the whole scenario. All right. Hey, a ton of Pure Fishing stuff just got into OmniaFishing.com. If you're looking for deals on Pure Fishing, go to OmniaFishing.com. Hey, Ginge, what'd you buy over there? What was that you got over at the Omnias? From the MaxSense you were getting?
The Flatworms.
Oh, the Flatworms.
And the Generals.
And the Generals. Okay.
Yeah, I just stuck up. And then the Creature Hog.
Okay. Yeah, don't. Yeah, you were.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah, but before Claire, I know you were in a rush. You got some of that going right there. Omnia Fishing has a complete line of Berkley soft plastics in case you did not know. Moving along, check out the Crestliner Instagram page, Aura. That means now in Irish. Check it out, and that will give you the key to getting into John Cox's boat, if that means anything. Check it out. Crestliner Insta. With that being said, Ginge, you ready for the party? You ready to start the party, bud? Is it time for a little gypsy gyps? You know what I mean? Let's get it going. Let's take our whiskey to the Stray Cash Show. Uh-oh. Ah, yeah. Take your whiskey home. Take it right to the Stray Cash Show. Yes, with Courtney and the Whiskey Gypsy. Welcome back, Luke Foley.
What's up, guys?
And Courtney,
guys.
Hi.
It's been a while.
What's going on? Yeah. How you been?
Well, we were fishing tonight. We got chased off the lake by a rainstorm. So
I saw the
pictures. I'm drinking.
Yeah, go figure. Court sent me Court sent me the pictures. It looked like something wicked that way was coming. You know what I mean? And you guys, good that you guys got out of there, and you're nice and sound and safe right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I caught three keepers before we got off, but I wanted to fish a little bit more, but
yeah,
I got outvoted.
What was that, creature hog, beaver, or a rodent? I couldn't tell in the picture of that fish that I got sent. What was that? Court, what was the bait?
Oh, I don't...
She doesn't know what
I actually
called.
Don't know.
Yeah, see, I was... Go ahead, Foles.
It was a rodent. It was a rodent.
Okay, I saw. I kind of saw those little deals on there. Well, couldn't quite tell.
Yeah.
From the picture,
you
all fishermen.
Really well, with those on that lake this year.
Don't get my secrets away.
Yeah. So there's something you have
I don't
to
think
know.
Anyone else
I'm just.
Guys.
The spot coordinates came out on that one. Uh-oh.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anytime. See, Courtney.
Good
sent,
to see everybody.
Yeah, Courtney sent pictures. You didn't even know it. I already got your spots, Foles. And I know the bait. That's what happens. When fishermen get sent pictures of fish or ladies, we blow those pictures up. That's just what happens. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Don't know what to tell
you. I don't know if I told you. I sent a picture of his keeper, too. Did I tell you that?
You sent that pictures?
Yeah, I did. Of course. I sent
that. All right, you guys. What the heck's going on over here?
I don't know.
The Tin Cup Whiskey Word of the Week. And for those that don't know... Every Straight Cast broadcast, Luke Foley and the lovely Courtney bring you a Straight Cast Tin Cup Whiskey Word of the Week. And when you hear that word, you take a sip of Tin Cup Whiskey, Ice Cold Coca-Cola, Sprite, Mountain Dew, whatever you choose. Hey, but whatever you choose, please drink responsibly. And tonight's Tin Cup Whiskey Word of the Week... Luke and Courtney on this Into the Great Wide Opens episode is what? What is it, guys?
Opens!
Hey, it's a party! Hey, Foley.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a party.
It's a freaking party. Those at home, you need to take like 10 sips already.
Stay at home. Don't go anywhere else.
Hey, and now we have two Canadians on the show tonight. And Canadians love rye.
They do.
Yes, Canadians love
yes,
rye.
They do.
Yeah, yeah. And because of that, in honor of the all Canadians everywhere and all Americans everywhere and everyone in the Bass Galaxy. Guess what, Luke? You are giving away the like and share contest tonight. You, Tin Cup Whiskey. Yeah. You see how that happened right there? Woo! That's how you do it, Ashley Schaefer.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Just DM me your name and address and shirt size. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, we're going to give away a swag pack and maybe a little bonus in there somewhere. But it's well worth your while. All you have to do tonight to win the Tin Cup Whiskey prize pack is like and share this live Facebook feed. Like and share the live Facebook feed. Take it off of private so we can put it in the randomizer at the end. And we'll get you a Tin Cup Whiskey prize pack out. Now, in regards to prize packs, I got to say we're catching up on past prize packs. So please be patient. We have all of your names compiled. Everything has gotten out. And you will be receiving your prizes. Right, Luke? I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I got a lot going on. Just DM me. I'll send it to you.
You know, well, you're
running the fishing team. I gotta, you know, keep Seth and Matt on track. The head didn't.
Hey, you're a good time,
Christine.
Folks. You're a good
I'll
time.
I'll keep him on.
I gotta deal with this.
Mean, my God, have you seen the front room?
Yeah.
Jeez.
You guys are becoming rapidly the Bass Galaxy's favorite bassin couple.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. You've been referred to as the Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball of bassin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
By me right now.
Yeah, by my hero.
Yes.
Red.
For whoever got that one. Hey, like and share this live Facebook feed. Yeah, it's amazing. You get a chance to win the Tin Cup Whiskey giveaway tonight. We're going to announce the winner at the end of the show. The Tin Cup Whiskey word of the week is opens. We got Coop. We got Brucey. We got Brad. We got Into the Great Wide Opens. First ever on Stray Cast, the glorified version of a Bassin talk show. May I suggest that you put the power poles down in that Crestliner.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Luke.
Can I say one thing before you do that?
Of course.
Our good friend Jackie Shelley, Rock and Soul Fantasy,
yes,
got hurt on the job.
Yes.
And broke his pelvis and some ribs.
He did.
And, you know, he's been a big supporter of the team, my team and my brand. And I just hope everybody's thinking of him and I'm thinking of him. And Jackie, I sent you something. You're going to get it Friday. It's not flowers, but I think you know what to do with it.
It's an elixir.
Of you, man.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. And I've been texting with JR. And he's actually going to, when he's feeling better, you're going to see a little more JR on Stray Cast stuff.
He's a great man. I used to work construction. I got hurt a few times, but never as bad as what he did. And we're thinking of him. So
he's a trooper. Yeah, but exactly. Hey, I told him when he comes back, he's going to be able to slam dunk. He's going to be able to run a 4-minute mile and basically catch 25 pounds on every lick he goes to. So
he's a tough son of a gun. Yeah, so he'll be all right.
Hey, good. Best of luck to you in the healing process. Our prayers are with you, Jackie.
Yep.
That's for sure. You and the whole fam. So that being said, put the power poles down. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back at you and going into the great wide Bassmaster opens. Hey!
This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net. No way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin Cup Whiskey. Mountain Whiskey.
Want to know the difference between power bait and other soft plastics? Ask the fish. Berkeley scientists have thousands of flavors tested on thousands of fish. Natural, man-made, every bait that's ever hit the water. No matter the shape, size, or color, PowerBait is the only one that is scientifically proven. Fish bite and will not let go.
The TH Marine HydroWave H2 KVD Edition is a surefire way to ignite a feeding frenzy. The HydroWave utilizes a sound-emitting technology that imitates bait fish and other feeding fish below the surface that preys on the competitive nature of bass and other game fish to get you more bites. The HydroWave is another way that TH Marine has you covered from transom to trolling motor.
All right, Bass Galaxy, are you ready to get it kickstarted? Here we go. We're going to go into the Great Wide Bassmaster Opens. Give it up for your host now and host soon come. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brad Leitner. Hello, Brad. That's you. Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, what's up, bud? You're from the Minnesota headquarters, eh?
I live a little west of the Twin Cities, live in the great state of Minnesota, full of mosquitoes and snow.
Mosquitoes and snow. That's the state bird in the state something.
Slide your phone down a little, Brad, so we can see.
Hey, Brad, you're getting your, there you go. Okay. Now we see all of your glory right there. Perfect.
Wow.
Well, dude, it's good to have you here, Brad, and you are chasing the dream. Okay, you're chasing that dream of becoming a Bassmaster Elite Series angler. Ray Scott's dream that he set forward, that he laid the pathway for, you're chasing it, aren't you?
I absolutely am. I'm so excited to be here. You guys have such a great show, and everything you guys do for bass fishing is awesome. And he did lay the foundation for chasing the dream, and you know, I'm hooked 100%.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not an easy road. These opens are like the Wild West. It's crazy out there. It's just a montage of speed bump after speed bump to get to the elites. All right, that's a perfect storm, Brad, getting to the elites, and you're living it. And that's why I chose you to come on here and kind of, you know, give us the nitty gritty of this deal. and you're going to give it to us here monthly. So do you think the Bass Galaxy is ready for you or what?
I sure hope so. I'm ready for them.
I like your attitude. You're ready for the bassin, that's for sure. You jump in feet first to that. And I like your your first two choice of guests, man, for this deal. I knew a little bit about one of the dudes and a lot about one of the other guys, and I'm looking forward to learning a whole bunch about both of them.
Yeah, they are some hammers in their own right. I mean, they both reign from Canada, so they are smallmouth wizards for sure.
Yeah, I noticed.
And they're doing Cooper Gallant's doing really well in the opens, largemouth, smallmouth, and Jamie Bruce is his first ever event. He took third place, which is absolutely mind blowing to me.
He's got a hell of an average. He's got a hell of an average. Yeah.
He might as well quit right now because of the average will never get better.
And everybody would just be like okay with that because they want him out anyway.
Probably, especially if we go to a smallmouth fishery.
Hey, Gingy, how we looking back there? With that being said, you ready to bring these characters aboard the crazy train that we know is Trey Cass? Should we do that, Brad? Should we do that, Gingy?
I think so. I mean, I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready. I mean, I've been waiting for this deal right here, and I'm excited to have the whole crew on. These guys, I can see him in the limelight. I see it in there. I think I do. Oh, wait. Yeah. There, now I see them.
They are
living in the limelight. The universal dream. for those who wish to see the Bassmaster Dream. That's right. Bass Galaxy. Give it up for the artist. One name. Coop and Brucey. Give it up for both of these guys. Cooper, Gallant, and Jamie Bruce. Welcome to Stray Cast, boys. How you doing, lads?
Thanks, fellas. Happy to be here.
What's going on, Brucey?
Oh, not much. I was just watching the show on my phone here. I'm happy to see that there's a minor delay just in case we let a few things slip. You know, a live show is a little bit sketchy, and it's just a little bit of a minor delay. I'm happy to see it and happy to be here.
Hey, don't worry. Be yourself. That's why we call this the glorified version of a Bass and Talk show, because pretty much anything goes. We have just a couple rules. I mean, if you really need to lay the rules down, we don't make fun of Mike Ditka, Rick Klun, or Jesus. Besides that, anything goes on this show. Anything goes. Game.
Okay, yes. No holds barred.
Yeah,
is,
yeah. Coop, what are you doing? How you doing, Coop?
Good, boys. How are you guys doing?
You look so relaxed. Wow. He looks so relaxed back there.
I haven't left this chair all day.
That's the editor's seat.
This is where all the videos go down, and that's basically what I've been doing the last couple of days. So, yeah.
And Brad, you assembled quite a group here. They're not hammers; they're more mallets. These guys are more mallets, you know.
They are. They're catchers, no doubt about it. I mean, they get them.
Yeah, as Gussie would say, they capture them. They're capturers. But, you know, it's good to have all three of you here on Stray Cast. And for a long time, I'll be honest with you, I feel that we have neglected the Bassmaster Opens. We have on this show. And it's been pretty much elite focused. As you guys know, and I start to see, like, I'm a fan of the sport, and of course I follow the Opens. I see everything that's going on there, and it's, I'm like, man, maybe we should talk about this and give the Bass Galaxy a different view of the Opens, and that's what this whole deal is, and that's what Brad's gonna do. You know, Brad's gonna like kind of pick the brains of you Opens guys. Are you okay with that? What are you doing, Coop?
Oh, see the light beam, or is that just on my end?
I think it looks like that Omen movie, Damien.
I'm trying to get rid of it.
Yes. I hope that no glass plates fall out of a truck or something. What is going on? Now you're underwater. Coop, are you okay?
I don't know. I'm going to roll it. I tried messing with it. I can't get rid of it, so.
Coop, let's rephrase that and say the angels are shining upon you. How do we like that? That's way better.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I can live with it. Hey, but let's face this. You guys are all chasing the dream, right? You're chasing the dream. I'm not sure about you, Brucey. I haven't figured you out yet, but I know Coop, and I know that that Brad are chasing the dream. I'm pretty sure you are too, Brucey. But I mean, here's the thing. Ray Scott, God rest his soul, set out his vision for bass anglers. So whatever your interpretation of that vision is, this sport of bass fishing, your place in this sport of bass fishing is Ray Scott's dream. And to me, in my opinion, the Opens are obviously the gate to most anglers' dreams, whether that's Elite Series Angler, whether it's just a Bassmaster Classic, whether it's AOI, whether it's all three. So does that make sense to you, Jamie, what I'm saying here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm in a bit of a different situation than these guys are. I mean, they're fishing a bunch of them. I'm sitting on the waiting list right now. I had planned on doing the Southerns, and you know, I didn't make her into the one in Florida. So I was on the waiting list, and I got the call a couple of weeks before Cherokee and got to go down, you know, knowing full well I had no chance at qualifying for the Elites or the Classic because of, you know, the structure of it. But I'm looking at them like, I'm 33 years old. My hair's going gray. You know, I should be kind of settling down. And I've got an opportunity to pay a modest entry fee to go fish against, you know, the best in the world. It's like if there was a big pond hockey tournament and Wayne Gretzky was there and you could pay $50 to go play against Wayne Gretzky, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would love to get in them. It's like winning a radio contest to get in them. You know, as you know,
you were the 100th caller.
Yeah, I guess so.
Jamie Bruce, you won. You got a ticket to the Cherokee Opens and Bassmaster Opens. Come on down, Glenn. First time caller, Jamie Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, so I'd love to keep going with them, but you know, if it ends right here for me and I don't get into any more, then at least I, you know, I've got a story to tell and I got to go, you know, play with the top dogs for a bit.
Yeah, I mean,
I sure hope it doesn't end here.
Very impressive. Very impressive, your first derp, dude, and a third place finish on Cherokee in like 18K. Not too bad for getting the call the action.
And hey, I did get one more thing with that. I got to point out, I've got the lowest credentials of anyone to ever be on Straight Cast. You know, bronze medal in a AAA tournament, and I'm on you know Wayne's World of Bass Fishing. So
thank you.
I'm milking this thing for all it's worth.
Hey, but I'm not gonna kid you, man. You're one of the guys I didn't know too much about, but I do know you're a legend over in Kenyatta. And there's a lot of people that look up to your prowess. Do you know what I'm saying there, Bruzy?
Well, I mean, legend's a big word. I'm certainly not that. But I am from a place, we're in a small area in northwestern Ontario. I'm 22 hours by vehicle away from where Cooper and the Johnstons live. I'm over in Gussie country.
Yeah.
And it's just a small population. And I describe it as the mystery Alaska of bass fishing.
Okay.
There's these huge open team tournaments, you know, 150 boats, 3 days, big mega derbies for big money. And, you know, I don't know how they landed here, but it's just a small bass fishing community and it is stout. It's, you know, there's a lot of good anglers. It's not like I'm a standout here. You know, the Gussie's down here and then there's 10 more that are all, you know, kind of on
mallets.
That same level.
All mallets. Yeah.
Mallets. I like that word. You know, more of a muffin, but we'll work up to a mallet.
More of a chip hammer. But the but for real, Jamie, I mean, when I say, let me clarify legend then, maybe so your mind can grasp it a little more. You've taught a lot of people how to catch fish through certain techniques and different. People have caught fish because of you, and that makes you a legendary status when that happens. So whether you like it or not, hey, you do like it. Okay, great, good. Yeah, okay, yeah, I like that.
I'm
you
into
like
that.
It. I like it. Hey, Coop, may I formally and publicly on the Straight Cash Show congratulate you, Bass Opens champion, Cooper Gallant. Wow.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. How you like how that sounds? Champion.
Sounds pretty awesome, to be honest. It still hasn't hit me yet. It's weird. I don't think about it a whole lot, to be 100% honest. And but I know the second I get down to the Tennessee River, it's going to start hitting me. But yeah, it's crazy. Still can't believe it.
Yeah. And congratulations on being a textbook champion by interpreting seasonal behaviors of smallmouth bass. Your victory is in direct correlation with your understanding of smallmouth behavior. And hats off to you, bud. I mean, congratulations, Coop. I think all your peers here will say phenomenal job on that.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it big time.
Yeah, you did well, bud. You did well. And it's good to have you here on this show. Yeah, so
happy to be here. I watch you guys every time you're on pretty well if I'm not fishing, and I enjoy watching the show, and I'm super stoked to be on here today.
Cool. And if I may tell everyone, one of my favorite things about you, Coop, is when I first met you, you told me, you're like, hey, Pat, I didn't even like you at first. And I was like, and I'm like, I freaking love this guy, you know? But no, but I'm glad you kind of like me a little bit now, and you're on the show at least. So,
no, I love the show, man. It's different. It's you're not your average show, and that's what I like so much about it.
Hey, I got to ask you, since you're kind of like a poster boy right now for the opens. Hey, give me a definition of the Bassmaster Opens in 2022. A definition or a description from you, Coop.
Or a description.
Yeah, of the opens, of this present day opens. Can you give me
a one word? Tough.
Tough. I mean, I think so. I think so. Tough may be an understatement. So
between the good competition and all the boats, it makes things very hard, and I feel like it's super hard to do. But I mean, like, we're having like 240 anglers out on the lake, and some of these bodies of water, it's just like Oneida, for example, our next event, it's going to be, it don't fish that big. And I think that's probably the toughest thing about the opens is all the anglers on these smaller lakes.
240 boats? Is that what you just said, Coop?
Yeah, I think 225 or 230.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's
225.
225. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot, man. I mean, and especially everybody is chasing the same dream. What's the name of your YouTube thing? Is the chase, right?
The chase.
The
yep.
chase. So yeah. Yeah.
Just film, document it all, and
yeah, you're chasing Ray Scott's dream, aren't you, bud?
Yep, the Elite Series chase.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, think about that. That there was one dude. Brad, think about this. Jamie, think about this. Coop, think about this. Ray Scott, sitting around. He's like, hey, man, bass fishing's a sport. Let's have derbs. Let's fish for money. Let's compete. Let's get competitive. Let's kick our buddy's ass and go out and win a bunch of money. And, hey, maybe people can even make a living doing it one day. You know what I mean? Grasp that. Grasp that, because that's what all you guys are doing. You're chasing a needle in a haystack right now. But it's beautiful. It's freaking beautiful. You know what I mean, Brad?
Yeah, I just got chills when you said that. Absolutely. And especially at the time he was doing it, people fished back then to eat. They didn't fish for fun. So
yeah,
I mean, unbelievable what he accomplished.
I mean, and how it evolved into, let's just say it, really a freaking cool sport. Like, when I was a kid, bass fishing really wasn't cool. Like, I mean, like, it might have been like I was kind of hiding a Bassmaster in school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe if I had Sports Illustrated, it'd be all right. But I kind of tucked away that Bassmaster a little bit. I was probably the only fifth grader who even knew who the hell Ray Scott was in my school in the north. And here you guys are chasing that. Jamie comes out, he almost qualifies in one damn derb for Ray Scott's dream. Pretty good.
I've got something to throw in there about Ray Scott.
I would love it. Please do.
While we're here.
Yes.
So I was doing a little research and a little piece for my own little podcast, and I was looking at, you know, Mr. Scott's history. And he, you know, I mentioned earlier we have this small community and somehow these massive derbies are here. Well, like 40 years ago, he had a Bass Federation tournament up in Sioux Narrows, Ontario.
Okay.
There's a whole old school video. He's in the cowboy hat.
Really?
Full tournament here. Yeah, you got to watch the video.
Can you send it to me?
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
So, it was crazy. There was he was doing his Ray Scott thing, putting on the spectacle. And I don't know if there were tournaments around before then, but that certainly amplified things. And, you know, there was one guy that obviously lots of these guys haven't seen muskie before, and they were loaded up here, and everyone was doing was chucking spinner baits. Didn't matter if they're clean water, dirty water, small mouth, large mouth. It was just a spinner bait derby.
That's awesome.
And so they were cracking a few muskies, and one guy crushed a big 50 incher And he was so fired up, he just beat it over the head with the net, threw it in his rod locker, and he brought it to weigh-ins. Mass Federation stage. Right over his shoulder like a sack of potatoes.
It's that kind of party, bud. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Ray Scott's legacy is not just limited to the U.S. He's, you know, he's left an imprint up here, and, you know, I'll be forever grateful because I don't know what else, you know, we'd be doing if we weren't chasing the Bass dream even around here.
Yeah. I mean, for real. And, you know, obviously it's been a very successful dream to chase for guys like the Johnston brothers and of course, Gussie, you know, I mean, it's a very tangible dream, yet still a needle in a haystack. With that being said, I ask you, Coop, you're a step closer. You're going to the Bassmaster Classic, bud. I mean, that's pretty freaking special. So, I mean, what is your ultimate dream? Coop, tell me, what is your bassin' dream?
My ultimate dream is to make the elites. Yeah, that's it. I like doing a lot of stuff behind the camera. It's either the elites or have my own TV show. And throughout the season, fishing the Opens, that's, to be honest, Classic wasn't even on my mind throughout this year. Up until, of course, when I was going into day two in a top 10, I knew I had a shot. But the whole goal for me and the whole dream is 100% the Elite Series.
And then everything that goes with it. Everything that goes with it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, man. Hey, Brad, how you doing over there?
I'm doing wonderful, Pat.
Yeah, you look really good, by the way. Your beard is looking exquisite. But
yeah,
it's looking formed. Hey, I want to talk about money. You guys want to talk about money? Because money,
yeah.
And that's why I bring this about to Brad, because I want to start with him. The part of chasing this dream that's very difficult, guys, is the financial part of it. Okay, it's all glorious. We just talked about about chasing the dream and the glory that comes, and Coop's going to the Classic, and you know, and you want to be an elite, and Jamie comes out and kicks ass in one derb, and Brad's had some good derbs, and is on his way too, and making more progress. But the fact is, it's very pricey. It's very pricey to fish this deal, dude.
So, not only financially, it's pricey on everything. I mean, your family life, most of us all have jobs, so it's kind of takes a toll on that. I mean, it's pricey all the way around the board. But I mean, you got to want it, you got to love it, and you got to see the end result, you know?
So do you know how, like, I don't know if it's the animal in me or not, but when I first take a bite of nice rare steak, you know, when that blood kind of drips down a little bit, you know what I mean? And I just can't not help but take another bite. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a carnivore. I'm a carnivore at heart. And I think that winning money in a bass tournament is the same way. Once you get a little bit of prize money in your paqueta, you keep going. You know what I mean, Coop? It's like a drug, man. It's not only the tug of the drug of the fish, as they say, but it's also that let's go to the bank and cash that check.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, even those times when you don't cash a check and you're this close to cashing a check, makes you want to get out there and put in more work to cash a check. And then if you win one, you want to win another one 10 times more than the first one. So yeah, it's like a drug. The more you win and the more you come close, the more work you want to put in to do better.
And how old are you, Coop? You like 24, 5, something like that?
22.
Jeez, I had you way older. Yikes. Okay. And you, hey, but hold, you've been fishing derbs for like 8 or 10 years or something, like 13 or something, ain't it?
I'm not 22. I don't know why I said that. I'm 24. Holy.
Wait, what is going on here?
Come on, Coop.
Hey, wait. Andy, cut that part out and let's redo this first part right here. So Coop, you're 24, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we cut that other part out. Yeah, and you've been fishing tournaments for about 10 years.
Yep. I started when I was 13.
Yeah. So you're no stranger to it, you know, and neither is Brad. Like, Brad's been derbing a long time. Brad, I want you to go back to 2002. Columbia, South Carolina, Bassmaster Opens, 34th place, $1,400 in your pocket. Remember that?
I do. Like, it was yesterday. I had it was a unique deal. Like, I was way out of my element and just I drew an awesome co-angler. I actually drew Cliff Pace.
As oh, wow.
So luckily he had some fish to go to and we caught a few, and yeah, it started back then. And shortly after then I had a daughter and I kind of had to do the home life, work, make money. And now the kids are all old enough. So it's back to my turn chasing the dream.
Yeah. And I mean, I can relate too. I mean, I kind of got into this. I've been in the bass industry most of my life, but I kind of got into the game full-time heavy after my daughter was grown, because I was able to, you know what I mean? And you're kind of doing the same thing. And you had a great, you were six at the James River this year. Is that right?
Yep.
And heck of a sick finish.
Yeah, it was a good deal. That place cost me the lease last year, so I was kind of had some vengeance back on it.
Yeah, and you were there. I saw the horns out. I saw you. The bleed was red. You were eating the steak. You know what I mean?
I was. Yeah, it was good. I mean, those top tens in the opens. No, you can't really explain it unless you've been there. I mean, it's something real special, and it makes you hungry. I mean, super hungry. And I'm just sad we have such a long break until July, but.
Well, you better start doing push-ups in the parking lot, Brad.
I stayed with Matt Robertson on the way down to Tennessee.
Oh,
and
we were
training for some wrestling, but I don't think I'm strong enough to wrestle. So, and I'm too old. I don't want to hurt myself.
Don't wrestle Matt. Leave him alone.
Yeah, Brad volunteered me to wrestle Matt, and we went for breakfast, and I met Matt for the first time, and, you know, Brad mentioned the wrestling thing, and Matt looked up and down me, and he's just like, Brucey, I'm sorry, man, but Caleb Sumrall will kick the shit out of you. He didn't say anything about wrestling him. He just sized me up to Sumrall.
Yeah, so. He's Sumrall's manager apparently already. That's all right. Yeah, I wouldn't mess with you, Brucey. Yeah, I mean, and nobody,
I would if I was Caleb Sumrall.
Yeah, and the only time Matt's allowed to wrestle is in a cage match. No more wrestling. It's a pay-per-view event if it goes down, because the risk of injury can be detrimental to all involved. So we won't allow that to happen. Enough of that being said. So hey, let's count your guys' money. You want to do that? Let's do that, because opens anglers spend a lot of money. You know what I mean, Coop? You're laying it out. I mean, Coop, that credit card's just going p-toing, 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 p-toing. You know, I mean, you know the deal, but you just want a bundle, but you're spending a bundle. But you're gonna love what I have to say. Right now, I'm going to give you some scientific, mathematical, nuts and bolts facts right here. We probed Ronnie Moore viciously for this information. It was a vicious probe of Ronnie Moore, and we were able to get some outstanding and amazing facts about all three of you gentlemen. Do you have any probing music, Ginge? Anything sounds probish?
Like, whoa.
Ronnie Moore probe music? So get this, Brad, you in your Bassmaster Opens career, this is sad music. That's okay, I like it. It's kind of like Game of Thrones.
Brad Lesnar, I would like to talk to you about your average earnings in this Bass Galaxy and into the Great Wide Opens.
So far, 10 derbs, bud. And you've won $21,925. What do you think?
That's actually inaccurate. It should be 9. I bailed out of one.
Well, okay, whatever. Okay, so whatever. 9. Okay, it's not very, I don't. That doesn't matter. What matters here is the dinero, the buku dolores, as they would say. You know what I mean? And and you won roughly 22K. Okay. All right, that's not bad. Okay, it's not bad. Now you have caught 218 pounds of bass in these 9 derbs. All right. So here's what I got to tell you. Ginger, you ready to hit him with the best shot? Fire away. Calculating. Each bass that you catch, Brad Leitner, is worth $100.57 a pound. Wow. So every time you're out there, you tell the missus, too, every time you're out there, you're swinging a 4, it's 400 bones. You know what I mean?
Right? I like it.
You're swinging a 4 on the deck, it's 400 bucks. Now look at you laughing over there, Coop. You're going to be real happy. You're going to be real happy when you hear this.
I bet.
What I got to say to you. All right, now get this. Coop, you're doing really, really damn good because you got a W. You got a big dub in there. So, Coop, you in your 8 tournaments, you finished 4 times in the money. You're batting 500. It's not bad if this were America's sport. It is America's sport. Is baseball or bass fishing America's sport? I think it's bass fishing. Bass fishing, of course, Brad. I agree. 242 pounds, Coop. You've caught a bass in these 8 derbs. You know what you won? You know your winnings at BASS? Do you know that in your brain, sir?
Not my brain, no.
Okay, it's $71,843. Okay? $71,843. And 242 pounds. And that means every bass that you swing aboard the Coop train is worth $296 a pound? What? Nice. Holy shnikes. A 4 is like 1,200 bones, bud.
That's pretty cool.
Kid gloves. Every fish, treat it with kid gloves because it's worth mega. Now, here's the true shooting star. Of all 3 of you guys, the rest of you guys ought to just go home. Because here's the guy with the average. It's Jamie Bruce. And this guy is 1 derb, okay? 1 derb, he got 34-7. He won $17,840. Next time you get a phone call, every bass you catch, Jamie, is worth $524 a pound. Best average ever on the Stray Cast Show. Talk about credentials. You just blew everybody on the show out of the water. Ever. Ever.
I like it.
Ever.
I like it.
Ever.
Hey, what you're not saying is 30% tax on the top for Canadians. That's immediate. And $2,000 in fuel travel expense. So
whatever, Debbie Downer. Hey, somebody's got to be
I'm
a
not
carrier.
Complaining. I'm not complaining. I like it. I like that number. And I was hoping you'd rile that up. I listen to this show every week, and I love the money part.
Well, thanks. It's 524. It is a record on SCTV. That is a record, dude. You knocked it out, and you were the one like undermining or belittling your credentials. And here you are holding the record. Like, you stand next to the prestigious, like, Brandon Palahniuk and James Watts.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm just a fanboy, so yeah, I shouldn't be holding the record.
I don't know. You did pretty damn good, and you're pretty damn good at holding that minnow in front of Bass's faces, too. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But seriously, sure. Like, all you guys are mallets, right? You're opens mallets, if you think about it. When you look at credentials that way, chasing that dream. Brad, what do you think of all this so far? I'm doing all the talking. I have a trouble not talking.
You're doing great, Pat. I mean, it's going well, I think.
Well, thanks. You care if I go to the bathroom and you just take over for a while? I'll come back in like 25 minutes, 30 minutes or something. I might go down the street, go to Dollar General.
I'm going to Wendy's for a Frosty.
You want a Frosty? Okay, I'll get us one. Yeah.
Do you remember? Sorry to cut you off, Brad.
No, go.
We're on the topic of Frosties here.
Please
so.
Go. Please go. Frosties.
Dustin Bufflin and I were fishing a small fall tournament one day. We were talking about you and your show. You know, we're both fans.
I love Buff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Later, I feel like I kind of introduced you guys inadvertently.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So later that night, you know, we were having a few sociables with Gussie and we got him to, you know, drunk dial you. He FaceTimed you.
Yeah.
And I remember. And we busted you going through Wendy's.
Yeah.
And you had 7 Frosties.
I did. Yeah. I had a lot of them.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
7 bucks worth of Frosties. And only 2 were for someone else.
No, I mix them up. I have a whole method to my madness. So if you really want to get into the Frosty method. So I get the little ones, right? Not so it's so don't be thinking they're giant ones, but I make the little ones into a giant one. So the combination is you take 2 vanillas, 2 chocolates, and then Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. You mix them in a big cup with Nestle Strawberry Quick, and then you got the Frosty Mega Shake. Does anybody want to argue with me about that deliciousness? Coop, go ahead.
That sounds pretty delicious. Yeah. I could go for one of those right now.
Yes, thank you. Treat yourself to glory, everyone. Do it on me.
I like it. I'm going to try it.
I love Buff. Thank you for that. And I'll never forget that when Buff, you know, drunk dialed me, you know?
Oh, yeah. We had some good laughs over that.
Yeah. And Buff's an amazing dude. And I am honored that Buff turns down the Chicklets podcast yet comes on here. So
yep.
I think that's a big deal. You know what I'm saying, Coop? Where'd Coop go?
Know what you're saying.
Oh, there's Coop.
You hear me?
There he is. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He's not a big media guy, so to have him on here is a big feat. But, even though he just chirped you the whole time.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. See, I love that though. I don't get that. So when I get a bud on that does that, it's great. And I love hanging out with Buff. And enough about this, but hanging out with Buff and Nate the Man. Nate, that's his name, Nate, right?
Yeah.
Nate's amazing. Like, I lent
him my boat once and he wrecked it.
I don't even know what Nate does. He just comes out of, like, all of a sudden he won't be anywhere and they're like, holy shit, Nate's here. Like, where'd he come from? I don't even know. He appears out of thin air.
He's a shapeshifter, but he's the man.
Hey, there's a gateway to these Bassmaster Opens, okay? And the gateway to the opens is whatever an individual angler chooses it to be. Now, let me explain myself. It's whenever you are ready to make the jump. You know what I mean? You have to feel in your mind as an angler that you can actually go there in an open and compete against Gerald Swindle, Lee Livesey, Brandon Polonic, all these guys. Like, there's a jump in your mind. So with that being said, Brad, I ask you, where was that jump in your mind where you're like, that's it. I know I've done, you'd done well on the champion circuit, right, Brad?
Yep.
And then what's the one that you guys fish on Tonka all the time?
The Denny's. Yeah.
Where was the turning point for you, Brad? Where's like, enough is here local, I have to go now and do it. Where was it?
I think a bunch of things played into it. I think one, being bored around home was a big deal. And then seeing Seth and Austin have the success, definitely. Like, I mean, I grew up fishing against those guys, and they didn't take my money all the time. So I'm like, and then I had back surgery. So I laid in bed for like months, I watched every Bassmaster on YouTube. I'm like, I can do that. So, I mean, you still, at this point, I don't know if I can do that, but you go and have success and it gets a little bit, you know, your mind changes a little bit. So,
okay. And how do you feel about your performance as an individual in the Open so far?
It's good. I mean, I'd like to see a little more checks involved. And I'd like to, you know, compete for a win once and then, you know, I'm super excited what has transpired. I mean, I've fished, you know, besides 22 years ago, I fished six opens now. I've cashed 3 checks, 2 top 10s. So I'm pretty excited about it, but I know there's a lot of work to be done yet. You know, it's, you're always working on it and trying to figure out how to get one step ahead. So,
okay. And you made the leap, and you're here now, and you're fully dedicated. That's, I mean, like, how old are you, Brad?
I'm way too old. I think I'm like 43.
Okay, I know, I lost track too, but I get it. So you're not, I mean, you're not too old by any means, but you're 43 years old, and you're both feet in, both freaking feet in.
Yeah, you have. I mean, it's either do it now or never, and. The one good thing, I do have a lot of experience. I've been fishing tournaments locally for 20 years, competing for championships, winning lots of derbs. And, you know, just, I think the experience has helped me along. You know, you've seen so much more than most. I mean, Cooper's just a kid. I mean, it's unbelievable what he's done so far, but.
Yeah. And that's all Coop knows is fishing. Like, I mean, really, I don't. That's all I know of you knowing, Coop. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I don't know what the heck I'd be doing if I didn't fish. All I do, it's like go to bed thinking about it, wake up thinking about it.
Yeah, you'd be like those special dogs that just bump into the walls.
yeah, no, it's my life.
Dude, and I mean, and you've been doing this. As we said, you've been fishing derbs for like 10 years since you've been 13 years old. But like, I know you did. You fished some grade school derbs. You did high school derbs. Went on to the college scene. Fished some FLW stuff, I think too. You may have. And what was the point where like, all right, I'm doing this opens. I'm going into the opens. I'm going to be an elite. Where was that? Was that the 2 years ago point when you just popped in?
Yeah. So growing up, like I fished through like you said, the high school and junior stuff through the Bass Nation. And then I decided to hop in the FLW Costas that would have been 4 years ago now. And at the time, I didn't know if I was going to be able to compete. I wasn't sure because I had never done it before. Hopped in. I had a pretty good year on the Costas. And then Bass has always been, for me, there's always been a special place in my heart with Bass Nation and Bassmaster.
Sure.
So I started to fish the Opens the next year. And yeah, I had a pretty good year my first year. I just did the Northerns. I almost made it that year. And then that was probably the year I started to realize maybe I can do this. I don't know if I'm gonna, but I don't want to regret anything down the road. I'm going to give it my all, fish my butt off, and see if I can make it. And another big thing, too, was seeing Chris and Core and Gussie. Like, I look up, like, I'm buddies with all three of them now, and I still look up to them like crazy. And seeing them down there and not just getting by, but they're absolutely killing it. And they're straight up catching them. And
yeah, they're so, capturing, yes. Hey, you want? May I stop you a second? I want to tell you something pretty cool. Whether you want to hear it or not, they kind of look up to you as well.
No, God, no.
Hey, take that for what you will. I know what facts are. So they look up to you somewhat too, man, whether you know it or not. So.
But no, they've been a big part of my motivation and going to the States and trying to make this happen is just seeing them and watching their success 100%.
And here's the thing that you'll notice about any success achieved in bass fishing, okay? Your Canadian brethren is a perfect example. Brad, your buddy Seth is another great example, okay? And no matter what phase of the sport you're in, whatever, Coop, I don't care if it's YouTube, and Jamie, you know, whether it's the Get the Net podcast or your YouTube channel, unless you are fully in, you aren't in. Okay, you, in order to achieve success in bass fishing, whatever avenue it is, both feet have to be in, or you're not going to achieve success. Look at it historically and prove me wrong. Okay, I ask that.
Yeah.
It's got to be. It's all in, man. It's all in. Now, again, comes, like in your guys' instance, all in could, is all in three events? Is all in nine events? Is all in, like, okay, I know you got called in, Jamie, but I mean, like, for example, what, in your opinion, what is all in, Jamie, if it was ideal? Is it every single division of the Opens? Is it?
I mean, I would call that all in. Yeah. And there's really, I mean, I can't speak from that perspective because I'm not all in. I was going to fish three because I could, you know, make it work, financially and you know, with my full-time job and everything like that. If you want it, there's really no excuse to not go all in. I mean, people have proven it before. So I six is an unreal amount and nine is like unfathomable, but obviously that is all in. That's living and breathing it. That's, you know, if you're not from the Silver Spoon, and not one person on this podcast is, that's putting everything on the line and, you know, working your ass off in between. So
yeah,
what these guys are doing is, you know, it's a mega grind. And I mean, even the end of the road is not going to be glorious, but, you know, if you love something enough, then, people have proven it's achievable. And yeah, everyone's got a pretty wild story about coming up. So, you know, hopefully I can go all in one day, but I'm not right now. So I'm not the best guy to ask about all in.
Well, no, Cooper, but you have an opinion. Yeah. But you have an opinion on it. And that's what I asked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you are the best guy to ask because I wanted your opinion on it.
Okay.
And you're diving into the industry. Do you have a regular job, Jamie?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a full-time job.
Not that Bassin ain't a regular job. I mean, we all work at this, but
yeah.
What do you do, yeah, Jamie? What do you do?
I work in the intelligence community, so it's you know, I've got a different job in that regard. And prior to that, I pretty much since I was 18, I you know, worked in a prison.
Nice. Well, thank you for getting rid of those files for me. I appreciate that. By the
way. Yeah. So yes. I you know, I used to work a lot of night shifts and would just not sleep and go fishing, work night shifts into tournaments. And I mean, maybe you could consider that all in too. But yeah, I haven't slept a whole lot over the years. And, you know, I love fishing enough that I can totally float all this industry stuff as a second job and pretty much just survive off passion and coffee. But we'll see. It might come to an end here at some point.
And you,
like I said, I'm already gray and I'm 33.
You don't got much longer left, Jamie. Better live it up while you can. Hey, how many are you? How many opens are you in, Coop? You in nine?
I'm doing all nine this year. Yep.
Okay. And you too, Brad?
No, I'm only in six.
Six.
If I don't make it this year, nine's on the agenda next year.
Okay. Now, how much does it cost to fish nine opens as far as entry fees alone?
It works out to be about 21,000 Canadian, if I'm not mistaken.
So that's only $4 American.
It'd be 16,200 US.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What is that, Mr.
16,200 US for entry fees alone.
Oh, for nine events.
Yeah, nine times 1,800.
Nine times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so certainly attainable, but certainly not cheap to be all in. And then, of course, you know, then you got to add fuel at $18.76 a gallon.
At least.
And then you got to add in fish location presentation system. That's going to take a little bit of time, too. Then you're burning lots of gas doing that. Cause everybody knows that, 90% of the fish only live in 10% of the lake, right? That's what Al Linder taught us. So now we're just burning gas and we're all in, and now we're at 50K. What do you think about that, Brad?
That sounds horrible, Pat.
I know, but we're chasing the dream. We're chasing the dream. We're sacrificing. This is our dream. And then, all we got no money left. And then all of a sudden, we win 57K and come in first place at Cherokee. And everything's peachy. And we're smiling. And we got rosy cheeks and white teeth. You know what I mean? It's that crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. And what's even crazier is you can... Like, yeah, it's so expensive, like you just said, you can win a big derb and be on cloud nine, and then the year after, like, that money, it goes quick. When you start spending gas and you start paying all these entry fees, and then we do a bunch of derbies back home, and it's, at the end of the day, it's really not that much. If you got to kind of almost make sure you keep one winning derbies or at least cashing checks here and there, because if you're not, it's super hard. I mean, yeah, just entry fees alone is ridiculous. And then you add gas on that, you're looking at probably $50,000 a year.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe you just won next year. You got lucky and won next year, Coop, is what you did. The ability to fish next year. You know what I'm saying? Of course, that's, you know what I mean. I mean, but a lot of people are not going to have that opportunity. You know what I mean? You know, you might, like, before that, I think you guys are averaging, you know, anywhere from 8 to 1,500 a year in winnings.
Yep.
So, I'm sorry, 8,000 to 15,000 a year in winnings.
Yeah.
So that's quite a bit, but anything helps. Anything helps, obviously. So do you guys associate with a lot of other Opens competitors? Do you feel it's a pretty tight-knit group amongst you guys chasing the dream? What do you think, Brad? Is it a tight-knit group? You hang out with a lot of...
I honestly, not really. Okay. I mean, I've met a few really nice people. I've met some people through Seth, like Matt and Ryan New and a few guys like that, but when I travel to the Opens, you're staying off by yourself. Maybe you're traveling with one or two other guys and you don't really see many people. And I mean, I don't know that many people either. I mean, I'm from Minnesota. There's maybe three guys that do it from Minnesota.
Well, look at these Canadians. There's only a couple of them too.
Well, they got lots of friends. No, yeah. I fish a derb around home. It's like, yeah, all you do is talk to your buddies, and it's totally different on the road. Like, you don't see many people. You fish from dark till dark, and you go back, and whoever you're staying with, you know, you talk a little bit, and then you're exhausted, and you get up and do it again.
Yeah, dark till dark.
Dark till dark.
Dark till dark. How about you, Coop? Do you associate with many Opens competitors?
Over the past couple of years, I've definitely met a ton of people, and it's pretty awesome how many people I've met, bunch of great guys. And that's another thing I like about this whole derby fish. There's so many cool people within the industry. But when I'm on the road, I do my own thing for the most part. I've never actually really roomed with anyone. I kind of just put the tent up, sleep in the tent, and spend the week in the tent. And
oh, you clun it. You're a clunner. I like it. Yeah. That's called the clunner.
I don't know. I just like doing my own thing and just staying focused and not listening to the dog talk. And
good.
I've learned more doing it on my own that way. I've learned a lot from other people as well. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes to derby time, I like doing my own thing and just kind of blocking everything out and focusing on what I want to make happen kind of thing.
That's awesome. Hey, Coop, you know what Clun used to do at the campgrounds? Like when he'd stay in the tents, he would acclimate himself to the water. So what he would do is he would basically strip down to his birthday suit and enter the water so he could feel as the fish were feeling. Now this
actually,
really? This is a story of a legend I've heard. I'm not making this up. This is not,
I feel like I've heard that before,
dude. I'm being totally.
We got to up our game, boys.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, you guys really, but you know, yeah. I guess once the dipstick goes under, you kind of tell what the fish feel like. You know what I mean? You can kind of get acclimated to what's going on.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard that story. Well, I'll ask Rick next time. I'll ask him if that really. I've never asked him that, but I will ask him. I just kind of remembered it right now when you were talking camping. Hey, Coop, is it hard for Open Sky to get sponsors? Like amongst.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy, and I mean,
paying sponsors, money. I'm talking money, not product money.
Yep. Yeah, it's super difficult. I mean, you even hear guys that make it to the elites. Everyone thinks you make it to the elites and you're set, and it's not the case. I've heard that from several different guys. Like, you still gotta put in the work and figure out a way to make it work on both your ends, and that's the hardest part, is trying to figure out a way that you can provide value to a company.
And yeah, well said. Brad, do you find it difficult to procure sponsorship?
Absolutely. It's super difficult with the Opens angler. I mean, it's difficult with everyone right now. It seems to be a little tighter, but the Opens, the one thing after you have some success in the Opens, I think it gets a little bit easier because you're on a huge stage. I mean, it's still not the elite stage, but you're on a big platform, you know.
Bigger than ever. Yeah.
So it gets a little easier, but I think, you know, and it's all what you put into it, you know. If you're not, I mean, it shocks me on how much time I spend a week talking to people and, you know, updating companies, what I'm doing, where I'm doing it, and just keeping everyone happy. I mean,
well, good.
So you got to put a lot of work into it, but it's out there for sure.
So what do we do about this? I mean, what, like, so let me ask you, Jamie, you're trying to get into this position here. I know. Yep. You try and procure sponsorships for some of other endeavors, obviously.
Yep.
Like, what's the answer? How are Opens guys ever going to get sponsorship to help them get to the elites? Otherwise, it maybe just makes it a rich man's sport. But, like, I mean, it kind of is. We know that it is. But, I mean, like, how do we ever get there then? How do we do this?
I mean, I've seen it a lot over the years. You know, people doing well in tournaments and then expecting companies to just hand them money and, you know, in lieu of good tournament finishes. Well, you know, we live in an age where you got to grind your ass off if you want a sponsor dollar. You know, Coop said he's been sitting in his chair all day. He's been lube tubing.
Yeah, he's been editing, you know, his ass off. Yeah,
he's going hard. I do that as well, and it, you know, it's just another level of grind. I feel like you kind of have to have your own, you know. You have to have your own chunk of the industry to kind of survive in this. You know, I'm part of a small tackle company with my friend Brian Gustafson, and, you know, we grind on that and grind for a lot of other companies. And, you know, it's a ton of work, but if you kind of believe in that product, then you can make it happen. It's competitive as ever, and it just means you have to work harder. And really, kind of Gussie was the coach on that. He might not get credit for it, but he's one of the hardest working guys I've ever been around.
He's like the James Brown of Canada. He, like Gus, he is.
Yeah, his work ethic is unbelievable.
It really is.
You know, it could be something. He's not the most handy guy around the house, so he'll want to do something on his house, so he'll just like rake leaves for 16 hours. Like he's got a crazy work ethic. And, you know, is one of the better guys where I'm at for procuring sponsorship. So, you know, I just kind of look at him and try to follow his lead. And, you know, but I, as far as the total answer goes, I don't know. Just keep grinding, I guess.
Yeah. Here's what I wish. Can I tell you my wishes, guys? Yes. My wishes would be that Opens Anglers chasing Mr. Scott's dream had a easier way to get a few rubles in their pockets to help this thing along. And it goes back, Jamie, to when your buddy Buff was on the show. And remember when Brian Robison said, in order for this to ever be a legitimate sport in the eyes of the public, besides the fishing community, we have to have one league. And that was, remember when Brian said that? He said, like, so in other words, right now, the money gets spread, right? It gets spread all over the place. And then by the time that it's available for you guys fishing the opens, it's real thin. You know what I mean? Coop, you know what I mean. Yeah, yep, Brad, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. There's got to be something done about it. I would wish that you opens guys could get more money. That's what I wish. And of course, based on performance. Based on performance. Like you were saying, Jamie, I'll automatically get a big check. But no, not get a big check. But now I'm going to look at you. And now I'm going to give you a chance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Coop won. Okay. I'm going to give him a chance. Here's $175,000 in cash, Coop. Go ahead. That'd be nice, right?
That'd be super nice.
Oh, goodness. Hey, I want to get to know you guys a little better. I'm going to ask you guys some personal questions before. Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of want to get to know exactly how you guys think. And I don't know, just straight off the cuff. So just be honest about this stuff, okay? Oh, I like that, Ginge. That's it's kind of like what's that Tarantino movie? Was that one? Yes, Pulp Fictions. It's kind of like the Pulp Fictions. So, hey, Jamie, give me your opinion on this, Brucey. The 12 pounds a day. 12 mm-hmm. pounds a day. Is that going to make you an Elite Series angler based on 6 to 9 derbs?
No.
No?
No, I keep hearing it. It's not true.
It's not true. Coop?
It's not true.
Coop, what do you think?
Yeah, 12 to 13, I think 100%.
Oh, okay. Brad, what do you think?
I think you'll make it with 12 to 13 pounds every day.
All right, here you are.
Well.
Jamie, tell me. You're the... You're the elephant.
Let's look at the Southern Opens.
Go ahead.
Oh, are we talking overall or for a division?
No, I said 6 to 9.
6 to 9.
Yeah, six.
What did 12 pounds a day get you at the James River? Kicking the ass, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm talking like 9 overall, 9 tournaments. If you catch 12 pounds a day in the Centrals, Southerns, Northerns. Obviously, there'll be some tournaments. The James is a good fishery. I mean, Oneida last year, 12 pounds a day wasn't horrible. I mean, obviously, when you go to Thousand Islands, you better double it. But
we'll settle this right now. What did 12 pounds a day get you at Cherokee Place or at Cherokee Lake? It was a triple-digit finish for anyone who had 12 pounds a day. That almost automatically, mathematically, puts you out of the running. So to say 12 pounds a day is going to make it is just not accurate.
Okay. I respect that. I respect that. You are the only person that has ever said no on that, Jamie, just so you know.
Well, because I've only been to one open and it was a whack fest. No, I'm a bass fishing nerd and I look closely at it and I truly believe it. Well, you know, lots of years, absolutely. But, you know, the field's getting better. Everyone's, everyone's got forward facing sonar. That's improving weights all over the place. And I feel like the threshold is higher.
Okay. Setting the bar. I like it. I like it. You see that, Coop? He comes in one derb, kicks everybody's ass. He's like, yeah, 12 pounds, 12 schmounds.
Yeah. Well, it's because the rest of the year I'm not fishing. I'm sitting on my laptop. Looking at numbers. Don't ask the anglers. Ask the nerd looking at the charts.
Jamie, can I come on your show? I never ask anybody to come on podcast, but I want to get on the net. I want to be on your podcast.
Yeah, keep your phone on, bud. We'll give you a show one of these days. No, absolutely. Absolutely. That'd be awesome.
I got to ask my ma first, though. 12 pounds a day, bud. That's what I'm saying.
13 would do it, I think.
All right, 13. He's got to go. He's up. And, 6 and 12, half dozen of the other. Don't look a gift horn in the mouth, Brucey. You know what I mean? 12, 13 pounds.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds
I don't either.
Funny.
Yeah. I have no idea what it means. The you got to fish your strengths, I guess, Coop. I mean, in order to achieve success in these Opens, you're trying
He's good at everything.
Is he good at everything?
Oh. Yeah.
Is he? Because he grew up catching buckets. He's catching buckets. He's catching brownfish. He's doing all kinds of stuff. That makes him versatile, I guess, ain't it, Coop?
I like doing it all for sure. Shallow smallies, deep smallies, deep largies, whatever. But, I mean, 100%, you got to fish your strengths. There's definitely a lot of stuff that I need to get better at. Yeah, but yeah, going into these tournaments, 100%, fish your strengths. And even, like, confidence is the biggest thing. Like, you might not be good at something, but you might have confidence in it anyway. So I think confidence is everything rolling into a tournament. Like there's things that I don't think I'm good at, but I still have confidence in it for whatever reason. Yeah.
That'll get you laid at the bar too, Coop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I think fish your strengths and I mean it's hard to learn like the whole Elite Series thing. If I were to make the Elite Series 2 years ago and I fished the Elites last year, I mean, there's so much I have to learn still, and I don't want to be learning on the Elite Series, right?
Yeah, but you will be. You got no choice. You got to always keep learning. You know that.
Yeah, that's the cool. But I just mean, like, the basics and stuff that you need to know how to do. For example, sight fishing big largemouth is typically on the Elites, the first two or three events, you're going to be sight fishing up shallow for big buckets. So if you're not good at doing that, you best get good at it, because once and if you make it, that can kind of ruin your year if you bomb in the first three events. And that's one of my weaknesses, is sight fishing largemouth. So that's something I need to get better at if I ever do make it.
Takes a lot of patience, don't it, Coop?
Yeah.
Really does. Hey, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say we don't get to do that here back home, and no excuses though. Chris and Corey, they're amazing at it.
Oh yeah,
so.
They catch them. Those kids are nuts anyway. They're absolutely nuts. I mean, speak about techniques, man. Like, so, Brad, you know that what's that magician's name? That guy that can hang in like midair, David Blaine or something?
Something like that.
Chris Angel, Mind Freak. That's Jamie Bruce. But he does that with his baits. Like, he does magic with these baits. And where a lot of guys are doing that hang time thing, that moon eye glide, that Schmeltonator, the old Schmeltonator.
That's the deal.
Are you guys throwing the Schmeltonator? Whatever. I don't know why I went total Farley on that. But the what were we even talking about? No, okay.
Smeltonators,
yes. So they have those at OmniaFishing.com, by the way. Did I say that OmniaFishing.com has the Smeltonator? Did we know that? We do now. Hey, So get this. Talk about learning techniques. This David Blaine guy over here, this Chris Angel Mind Freak guy. Brad, you learned a few things about that hovercrafting moon eye hanging a minnow deal from Jamie Bruce. I know Cooper on the Sneak might have watched a few Jamie Bruce videos just to see.
That's not what happened. Cooper showed up. He came to my buddy and tournament partner Brian Gustafson's house. He showed up in Cousin Eddie's 1974 Winnebago on one of his big road trips. You know, he came, these guys are nuts. He came with all his buddies. They're cooking spaghetti and meatballs on a windy road, and they show up and they're here to fish for a few days in the fall. And, my buddy, Brian Gustafson, he took him out, and that's primo time here. And, you know, I'm assuming that's when Coop got introduced to it, and he's just such a hammer. He's just like, okay, I'll just put that in the playbook after one day, and then, you know, wins the biggest derb of his life on it.
Freaking John, so, man.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you show him something once, you're like, it's over.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it, man.
A little something for the back pocket. You know what I mean? But that's a pretty unique technique, Jamie. I mean, and a lot of people look up to you for it, and you do have a knack for understanding that technique. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and I mean, to be fair, I'm just the first guy talking to a GoPro that, and you know, going to a Southern tournament that's doing it. It's something that's been developed for years, you know, in our area, and there's it actually started from guys fishing out of the back of the boat on a tiller. That's how everyone learns up here. And
wow,
you know, guys like Alex Kessler, Ted Stooner, you know, the Linders, John Guzzi, a bunch of these guys back in the day, just kind of learn this technique. And now when you're born into the bass fishing community where you're at, it's like, it's like the Northern equivalent to a spinner bait, you know, everyone knows how to use it.
Wow. And,
it's just something that, you know, we've refined. Brian came up with the Smeltonator jig head, and that just kind of upped the game. And, you know, it's,
what
it's
is that deal exactly? Like, what's special about that thing?
It's, I mean, she's the goods, man. It came right from, it's like a bottle of vodka from Russia.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, it's something good coming from people that know how to use it. And it's just been refined over the years. And, you know, he really took it to the next level. And it's won more tournaments up here than probably any other bait. And, you know, Gussie won on the river. On. Yeah. It's not an accident that people keep winning on this jig head. You can't just, it's, you know, it's not a huge difference in catching fish, but it's, as you know, these small details, you know,
100% they
can make a big difference. So that's the deal on the Smeltonator jig.
Wow. Yeah, and I mean, and winning is an understatement, and cashing checks is an understatement on that moon ideal. At certain times, does it ever play into, like, I'm a dummy when it comes to deep water. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. Is like, does it ever come into play with bucket heads in the deep?
No, not really. I actually caught a couple on Cherokee on it, and I was like, oh, there's largemouth in this lake. I said, totally forgot. So a few of them eat it down south, and once in a while it happens up north, but it's mostly a cold water deal. Like, we don't do it all year or anything. It's just a couple months of the year where it really shines. And, you know, outside of that, we got a regular bass fish.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess the season's closed too for you guys, but it could be like a good early season bucket thing if you find a group of them. I mean, I don't know.
There's only like six largemouth where I live, and they're all shallow. So
they eat the Smeltonator frog most of the year.
Yeah.
So for real though, a lot of people are raving about that Smeltonator jig head. It, again, all kidding aside, is available at Omnia. I haven't ever used it. I want to learn how to do that someday and go fish.
You can come up with me, Pat. I'm going up to visit him this fall. He's going to show me how to do it too.
I'm in.
We can make a road trip.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'm in. We'll do it.
Okay. You're in.
Absolutely. If they let me through.
It's on the books. How's your record?
I got a great record. Yeah, believe it or not, with these looks, I really do. I got a clean record. Yeah.
So perfect.
I can go anywhere. Perfect. I might look a little rough around the edges, Coop, but I can go anywhere. You know what I mean? So don't worry, I'll come see you, Jamie.
It's in the works then.
Hey, 12 pounds a day ain't working, according to Jamie Bruce. Hey, Brad, I got a tough one for you, all right? I need you to put your thinking cap on. You ready?
I'm ready.
Give me a line from a song. Give me a line from a song.
I can't think of any. Oh,
Coop, give me a line from a movie.
A movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even remember the last movie I watched.
Come on, Coop, give me a line from a movie.
We're not very good contestants, eh?
I can't believe you, duds. Yeah, I believe that's Mr. Gilmore's gold jacket.
Good one, Bruce.
Right, give me a line from a song. Brucey.
Me?
Yeah.
Don't stop believing.
Okay, hold on to
Gussie's
that feeling.
Song.
Yeah, Gussie's song. That is. The great Canadian snow leopard capturer. The wild child himself. He's a wilderness children. All you guys from up that North Country way are wilderness children. You really are. Something about you guys. Hey, Brad, check this out. To somebody that ain't a proper bassin' man, like, half ounce and 3/8 are pretty damn close. But to a proper bassin', man, there's a world of difference. I mean, there's a world of difference. And I need to ask you, when it comes to that chatterbait, when it comes to that jig, or when it comes to that spinnerbug, what are you throwing more, 3/8 or a half? What are you finding?
90% of the time, I throw half ounce.
Okay, I hear you. What about you, Coop? What's more popular, 3/8 or 1/2 in Cooper's boat?
I mixed up a little bit. If I had to choose, probably, I'd say 3/8.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. I gotcha. Okay, how about you, Jamie? I know it seems like a dumb question, but it's really an important question to me.
That's a very good question. You know, our bass are generally pretty dumb, so I use a half.
Okay.
Just put it in front of one, and, you know, there's a new Z-Man little mini max. I'll use a 3/8 in that because it's a little brick. But, okay. Yeah, I like it moving fast.
Yeah, I like the half-ounce jackhammer the majority of the time. I mean, that's just and I think that's because I fish fast, and that helps me compensate for trolling motor speed.
That's a real fast one, a half-ounce jackhammer. I use the custom a lot, so that a half-ounce custom's a lot slower than that.
What's a jackhammer? What is a jackhammer? Do you know, Coop? What is a jackhammer?
A knockoff jackhammer.
No, isn't it really a jackhammer, though, but it's like a special one? For real, does anybody know?
It's pretty dang close. I mean, the hook's different and the paint chips, but blades are identical. The bait keeper's identical.
But is it made by the same company that makes the jackhammer in Japan?
I'm not too sure.
So it's like a fake Rolex, Jamie?
It's like buying fake Oakleys off the beach.
Oh, yeah. Or bunk weed in Jamaica and the beach. You know what I mean? Same thing.
They're so similar, so different at the same time.
Yeah. Unreal. Okay. Well, I just clarified that for a minute. Hey, Brad, you got a bass that haunts you. It just haunts you. Like, sometimes you close your eyes and that bass just haunts the hell out of you. You got one of those?
Absolutely.
Tell me, what's its name? Did you name it?
I call it Eddie the Bass. It got away from me last year in the James, cost me the leads, but it was because I was lazy.
Oh. Well, accepting your shortcomings is part of growth. So
I had all my leaders broke off, so I was like, I'm going to just tie this 3/0 hook to this small braid. And I mean, I watched Aaron Martins do it on Bassmasters like 20 years ago and cost him a tournament. And I had that plane in the back of my mind. I hooked this stud down there and the hook came out.
Yuck. Done.
Yeah.
And that haunts you. Eddie haunts you to this day.
Eddie haunts me, for sure.
Crazy. You got a haunter, Jamie?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I've heard that story from Brad a few times about the one on the James, and I mean, it's you know, it cost him the elites, and it was such a vivid story. It haunts me a little bit. That's all I think about.
I'm haunted by it. I'm haunted by it. I'm moving on from this. I'm moving on.
To make good stories.
Yeah. That being said, Coop, you ever see the Sasquatch in real life?
I haven't.
No?
Never.
Do you want to? What'd you say? Do I believe in it?
You say Sasquatch?
Yeah, Sasquatch. Did you?
Have you caught?
No, I want to, though.
We should go Sasquatch hunting.
I want to go. Yeah, so when I come up into Kanyada, I'll go over by you and we'll go Sasquatching too. Here's what you got to do. I don't know if you guys remember if you caught this episode with Drew Cook, but Drew Cook was actually had a real life encounter with Sasquatches. Like, the thing came and sat down in their camp. Like, true story. So if you ever see Drew, he wouldn't even tell us all about it. Like, it was like he didn't want to talk about it, bud. Like, Sasquatch kept visiting them. For real.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real thing. So if you guys see Drew, ask him about it. Maybe he'll tell you more in person. You ever seen a Sasquatch? You're way up north, Jamie.
Yeah, I haven't. I've been looking, bud, but I haven't crossed paths with one. I get chirped all the time. People call me one, and but I haven't crossed paths. And I do like how you call it a Sam Squant, because I'm picking up on the Canadian comedy reference there pretty good.
Thanks. So, it's one of the best shows of all time.
No, I'll give you a shout when I see him, bud. But for now, he's not there. Lots of moose and, you know, bears stand up on their hind legs. We've had the Sasquatch hunters up here. They've, you know, nil results, but they're trying.
You ever seen Conky in the wild?
No, I'd rather see Sasquatch.
Yeah, Conky's a mean SOB. He'll take your ass out. You saw what he did to Bubbles.
Oh yeah.
We're not having any of that. Hey, Coop, you're 24. We figured that out. You lost a few years and forgot about them. But we learned that at the beginning of the show. But I got to ask you, in your 24 short years, who's the original member of the Spank Bank, of the Cooper Gallant Spank Bank? Like, who was the first celebrity babe that you had a crush on, bud?
First celebrity babe that I had a crush on?
Yeah. Who would that have been, Coop?
I don't know. Probably like a Katy Perry or something.
Oh, okay. She kissed a girl and you liked it, didn't you?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Hey, how about you, Brad? Who was your original OG crush?
Oh, boy, that's been so long ago, Pat. I'm thinking one of those girls on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, like Popenga.
Yeah, Ellie Kapowski.
Yeah, Kapowski. There you go.
That freaking Jamie Bruce is a character, I'll tell you. Hey, Coop, you ever fall in love with a lure?
I have.
Yeah, me too. What one did you fall in love with?
Actually, the brand new X-Zone Hotshot Minnow they just came out with, because it helped me win a derb.
Aha, help you win a few rubles. Oh, you love that bait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
I could see how that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Brucey? You ever fall in love with a bait?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, well, tell us.
I like watching the Whopper Plopper plop a lot.
Okay. Okay.
My wife throws that one a lot. She loves it. But, yeah, I get a little bit chatterbait crazy and kind of, you know, run for a couple miles and probably throw it a little bit too much.
Okay.
When
all
I shouldn't.
All right. How about you? How about you, Brad? What's a lure you just absolutely love?
When the timing's right, I love the chicken more than anything.
Your creation, of course.
Yeah, I show your a lot baby. Of love for all the lures.
You do what, bub?
I show a lot of love for all the lures. I mean, I kind of like doing it all.
Okay, versatile. But I know I've watched some Brad Leitner chicken videos. You love that thing.
I do. Yeah. It's about here too, so our timing's pretty good. So in the next couple of weeks up here will be really good.
I'll be there too in the next few weeks, by the way.
So. I hope so. Yeah. Hopefully we can get out the boat with Fighter. And is Matt coming, or he's scared after he took one in the back of the head?
Yeah, he won't. If we're throwing chickens, he won't come on the boat with me because I almost killed him. He won't. He won't come. If it's just a flip bite, like if we're flipping MILF, he'll come on. Not anything with deadly weapons. Not chickens or treble plugs. None of that. None of that going on. Hey, of course you love the chicken in an amazing lure. I mean, it really is, dude. Pretty unique.
Yeah.
Pretty unique deal. Hey, Coop, you remember your first rod and reel combo that you were just super proud of? Like a super proud combo. Well, you bought it.
You want to see it?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Of course. Nice. I love this kind of stuff. I save my stuff, too, downstairs. I like how Coop's got it. See the FLW trophies back there, Jamie?
Mm-hmm. See this kid? He's flexing. Yeah. He's flexing.
He's not afraid.
No, he earned it.
He's been derbing for like 10 years, and he's only 12. He's been derbing since he's 2.
I'll show you a gem.
Okay, yeah, so show us the gem. Is it a Calais 200A from 1999?
I think so.
Whoa, look at that, Coop. I like that. Cool. And look at that tubular, or that solid glass rod. That's actually a...
Look at the size on that bad boy.
Holy cow. Yeah, that is a gem. And you can whip the horse's eyes with that when they misbehave.
Looks like it's carved out of whale bone.
Yeah, I know. It's tusk, actually.
I was going to get it and show you because it doesn't even have like a name on it. It's like a no-name baitcaster reel. Yeah. I can't find it.
Shit, now it's the Cooper Gallant Signature Series. Vintage edition is what that is. Did you get that? Hey, didn't you go to Africa once, Coop?
Yeah, I went. It was about four or five years ago I went with my old boss. We went fishing for shark. We hunted. It was pretty cool.
Heck yeah. You get that combo in Africa? Yeah, your shark rod?
No, this was given to me by there it is right there.
Oh, look at that. Okay. What is that?
No idea.
Huh, I can't make it out. Ginge, can you see what kind of reel that is? I don't recognize the handle.
Yeah, it's different, eh?
Yeah, it really is.
Huh. Yeah, a guy named Sean Taylor gave it to me. I was fishing down by my place here. We have a marsh, and I was just fishing off the bridge, and he came up, walked up to me, and gave it to me, and that's the first baitcaster I ever used.
That's pretty awesome. It's cool that you still have it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like saving stuff like that. I got a shelf full of little things I save that, you know, everything kind of has a meaning to it.
Yeah, it makes you feel good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It reminds you of who you are and what you do. And it's another Klun story. It's another reason that Klun put his trophies away for years. And then his wife, Melissa, brought them out one day and put them all out there in the room again. And
that's awesome.
And she's like, you need to look at these. You need to see these. And Klun, that's his principle from that. And it reminds you where you come from. You don't live there, but it reminds you where you are. But anyway, awesome, dude. I love that you have that. I love that you have that. And that just shows that you guys are, you're serious. Like to be in love with a lure or to save a first combo or to even acknowledge your OG spank bank means that you were a passionate person. Okay, that's what I am trying to convey, gentlemen. And your passion is conveying on this road, on this chase, right? The chase, the dream, chasing the dream. You know, all that deal.
Yep, like we were saying earlier, it's like a needle in a haystack, but I mean, so many people have proved it between the Johnsons, Gussie, and going back to what we were talking about earlier, if you put your mind to something, if you go all in, and if you really want it that bad, and aren't scared of failing, and just kind of put your head down and enjoy it along the way. If you're not enjoying it, you're never going to make it. You have to enjoy the journey, and I think you have to be confident in yourself, and you can do whatever you want. It may take longer than you want, but I think that's the same thing with anything in life. If you want to do something, you put your head to it, you can make it happen.
100%, man. Keep your head down, run the ball, both foot in. That's it. That's it. It's going to happen.
Yep.
It's going to happen. You keep at it. Brad Lightning, nice. You're going to be an elite. Cooper?
Yes, sir.
You're going to be an elite. Jamie, I'm not sure about you yet.
But hey, I do want to say about these two, though, you know, it's a needle in a haystack, but both these boys have the metal detector.
Yeah, I get it. They're good way it. To
they
put it.
Taste it.
I like that.
Thank you, Brucey. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Brucey.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm never going to make it, so I got to drop inspirational quotes and hope my podcast takes off.
Well, don't have me on. It'll never go anywhere. That's the don't do that. But no, it's for real. You guys are freaking inspirational. Okay, you really are. Brad, what you're doing, Coop, what you're doing, and Jamie, what you did in one tournament, whether you know it or not, is inspirational to many anglers. It really is. Maybe even more so than Coop's win. I mean, there's people that are like, holy cow, this guy came in and almost did it in a one shot. So, I mean, it's pretty special, all of it. And I thank you guys for coming on the show today. I'm looking forward, Brad, to you having this segment once a month and bringing cool dudes like these guys aboard.
I can't wait, buddy. And thanks, you guys, for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and we got a couple things to do before we go. You guys want to stick around for a second. First off, I got to say, Jamie, Coop, Brad, you guys can enter the half a spot online derb. Okay, I'm doing shameless sponsor plug right now, but literally, like, nice. You want to try and win a few bucks? You want to win some gas money? You can do it. And guess what? If you win the whole thing, you get to go fishing anywhere in the world, but you got to bring me. That's the thing. But we can go to Papua New Guinea and catch those fish that eat monkeys in trees. We can do that. That is possible. Download the Half a Spot app today. Last thing of business. Here we go. You guys want to give away some tin cup whiskey, the official brown liquor of bass fishing? You guys want to do that? Sir. You want to do that together? You want to do that together? Mm-hmm. What you got a beverage over there, Jamie? You got a beverage handy, Coop? Anything. It can be anything.
Yeah, Brad? I got a few Lee Levesays here.
Oh, look at you.
I got some tin cup in the glass.
Okay, Coop, you got any kind of beverage? You raise a glass with me? All right, there it is. All right, gentlemen, let us toast to success of all of you, to the success of every Opens angler. Trying to achieve the goal of Mr. Scott's dream. It's real. It's attainable. It's the needle in the haystack. But look at these guys. They're living examples. They're living the dream. Almost there. To you, we raise the loving cup and salute. Take a drink. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, fellas.
There it is. Best of luck to everybody. Hey, you want to give away a 10-cup whiskey prize? Ging, you got a winner? You got a wiener?
We do.
Okay. Hey, who do you text it to one of those guys? Just pick one of those guys and text them the winner. And then they're gonna. And then we'll give them some medieval Game of Thrones stuff. And then they got to do like medieval accents. So pick a guy that you think would have the best medieval accent, Ginge. This is on you. Is it going to be Jamie Bruce, Cooper Gallant, or Brad Leitner? Who gets to announce the 10-cup whiskey winner of the week in a medieval Game of Thrones voice? Who's it going to be? Did you send it to somebody?
Oh, nice. I got the
Well, text. I don't know these things. Who'd you
okay.
send?
Okay.
Oh, it's you. Okay, it's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah,
it's
Brucey me. Got it. All right, give him some music, Ginge. We're gonna.
All right. What's up? What are the stakes again? 10-cup whiskey?
Yeah, 10-cup whiskey, $5 zillion swag bag. All they had to do was like and share the live Facebook feed for their chance to win 10-cup whiskey prize pack.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's your lucky night, Daryl Wilson.
Daryl Wilson!
And hey, I will say this. I'm going to throw in a Smeltonator starter kit from btfishing.com. Daryl, get your rods ready, bud. You're going Smeltonating.
What?
And whiskey. You got to do them both at the same time, though.
That sounds like a time. Smeltonating and whiskey. You know?
Yeah.
Coop, you
make sure you send me his address.
We absolutely will. What's his name again?
Daryl Wilson.
Daryl Wilson. Okay, congratulations, Daryl, and thanks for liking and sharing the feed and tuning in. And Brad, thanks. Coop, thanks. Jamie, thanks, man.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, boys. That was fun.
Yeah, has a good time. So win again real quick, and then Brad has to have you guys back on. So,
for sure.
Yeah. So, to Coop, you do that, and then Brucey, you win one, and then that guarantees you a slot again.
If I find Sasquatch, I'm coming back on too.
Yeah, that's a guaranteed. Sam Squanches are guaranteed ins. So is like if you could get like cool Canadian people like the members of Rush, you know, the surviving members of Rush, that would be cool. Like if Geddy Lee came on or something, you know.
Alanis Morissette.
Yes, because she goes down in movie theaters. Yes, thank you. We need that. Okay. We need that. Nice. Yes. But all that stuff. So anyway, this has been another Andrew Ellenberger, the Ginger Ninja production of Stray Cast Outdoor Cartoon Television. This is the glorified version of a Bass and Talk Show. I'm your host, Pat Renwick. Ginger, let's get out of here with all three of these guys, and let's sail away on a thin raft of Bassin. What do you say? Let's do it. Bass Galaxy, we thank you for joining us on this thin raft we call Bassin. Someday, as we paddle across this great ocean in this Scott's Bass Galaxy, we look for Mr. Scott's dream and the achievement of grandeur. Thank you for everyone that makes Straight Cast possible. And thank you to all you guys for coming aboard tonight, Coop, Jamie, Brad. Thanks for the entire Bass Galaxy for tuning into this nonsense every week. Thank you, TH Marine Supplies. I get jacked up with an Atlas jackplate. I don't know about you guys. Omnia Fishing. They got the Smeltonators. Did you know that? Where else do we get Smeltonators, Jamie? Where else?
BTFishing.com.
BTFishing.com.
Yeah. There it is. Promo code GetTheNet. Save another 10 points. Daryl's already got some coming. He's fired up.
You know what my code is? OTPHJ. Over the Pants Hand Job. Put that in. You get 25% off.
It adds 10% to the total.
Adds 10%. I power pull down for pleasure, in case you can't tell, and I float on a Crestliner. Abu Garcia Berkeley, thank you for this support of this show. And I lightened up with Impulse Lithium. I'm pretty happy about it. Half a Spot Official, we told you all about them. Download the app. Bravarni, son of swim jigs. What? Dan Bravarni, thanks for making an amazing swim jig. Bite Me Tackle, get the lead out. Amphibia Eye Gear, that's how I'm throwing shade. Alpha Angler, it's a great Brandon Palinich rod company. Pretty exquisite rods, actually. Tin Cup Whiskey, the official brown liquor of bassin. Ichikawa Fishing, deadly, poisonous hooks. And Sims, from my gotchies to my britches. Sims, thank you. Bass Galaxy, I'm Pat Renwick. I bid you peace, and peace I bid you. Gentlemen, win opens. Achieve success. Become elites. Damn it. You are someone. Peace.
Hey.
This is nonsense. I'm out of here. Love you guys. Brad, I'm looking forward to this segment. Coop, keep kicking ass. Jamie, I'm out of here. Thanks. Love you all. Peace.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Straight Cast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.
Peace!